Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Sun who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens.
With my chosen one, I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages.
The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God?
A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment.
It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm.
The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name.
Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence.
Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss.
For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted, for our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
Of old, you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people.
I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong.
The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him and smite those who hate him.
My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river.
He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me. And I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
I will keep my love for him always. For him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
If his sons forsake my law and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offenses with the rod. Then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love. My truth will never fail.
I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness. I will never lie to David.
His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight, his throne is like the sun. Like the moon, it shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you anointed your servant Jesus with holy oil and raised him higher than all kings on the earth. In this you fulfilled the promise made to David's descendants and established a lasting covenant through your firstborn son. Do not forget your holy covenant, so that we who are signed with the blood of your Son through the new sacrament of faith may sing of your mercies forever.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
When we listen to your word, our minds are filled with light.
It is the lowly heart that understands.
From the first book of Kings. As Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard in Jezreel next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria, Ahab said to Naboth, "Give me your vineyard to be my vegetable garden, since it is close by, next to my house. I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will give you its value in money." "The Lord forbid," Naboth answered him, "that I should give you my ancestral heritage." Ahab went home disturbed and angry at the answer Naboth the Jezreelite had made to him, "I will not give you my ancestral heritage." Laying down on his bed, he turned away from food and would not eat. His wife, Jezebel, came to him and said to him, "Why are you so angry that you will not eat?" He answered her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I'll give you a vineyard in exchange.' But he refused to let me have his vineyard." "A fine ruler over Israel you are indeed," his wife Jezebel said to him. "Get up and eat and be cheerful. I will obtain the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite for you." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and having sealed them with his seal, sent them to the elders and to the nobles who lived in the same city as Naboth. This is what she wrote in the letters: "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth at the head of the people. Next, get two scoundrels to face him and accuse him of having cursed God and king. Then take him out and stone him to death. His fellow citizens, the elders and the nobles who dwelt in his city, did as Jezebel had ordered them in writing through the letters she had sent them. They proclaimed a fast and placed Naboth at the head of the people. Two scoundrels came in and confronted him with the accusation, 'Naboth has cursed God and king.' And then they led him out of the city and stoned him to death. Then they sent the information to Jezebel that Naboth had been stoned to death. When Jezebel learned that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to Ahab, 'Go on. Take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he had refused to sell you, because Naboth is not alive, but dead.' On hearing that Naboth was dead, Ahab started off on his way down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. But the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Start down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be in the vineyard of Naboth, which he has come to take possession. This is what you shall tell him. The Lord says, after murdering, do you also take possession? For this, the Lord says, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs shall lick up your blood too. You have found me out, my enemy,' Ahab said to Elijah. 'Yes,' he answered, 'because you have given yourself up to doing evil in the Lord's sight, and I am bringing evil upon you. I will destroy you and will cut off every male in Ahab's line, whether slave or free man in Israel.' When Ahab heard these words, he tore his garments and put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted, slept in the sackcloth, and went about subdued. Then the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Have you seen that Ahab has humbled himself before me? Since he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his time. I will bring the evil upon his house during the reign of his son.'" The word of the Lord. "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you who are fickle.
Mourn and weep. Humble yourselves before the Lord.
You condemned the just man and put him to death, and he offered no resistance.
Mourn and weep. Humble yourselves before the Lord.
A reading from the treatise On the Mysteries by St. Ambrose, Bishop. You were told before not to believe only what you saw. This was to prevent you from saying, "Is this the great mystery that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor man's heart conceived? I see the water I used to see every day. Does this water in which I have often bathed without being sanctified really have the power to sanctify me? Learn from this that water does not sanctify without the Holy Spirit. You have read that the three witnesses in baptism, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, are one. This means that if you take away one of these, the sacrament of baptism is not conferred. What is water without the cross of Christ? Only an ordinary element without sacramental effect. Again, without water, there is no sacrament of rebirth. Unless a man is born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The catechumen believes in the cross of the Lord, with which he too is signed. But unless he is baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot receive the forgiveness of sins or the gift of spiritual grace. The Syrian Naaman bathed 7 times under the old law. But you were baptized in the name of the Trinity. You proclaimed your faith in the Father. Recall what you did, and the Son, and the Spirit. Mark the sequence of events. In proclaiming this faith, you died to the world. You rose again to God. And as though buried to sin, you were reborn to eternal life. Believe then that the water is not without effect. The paralytic at the pool was waiting for someone. Who was this if not the Lord Jesus, born of a virgin? At his coming, it is not a question of a shadow healing an individual, but truth himself healing the universe. He is the one whose coming was expected, the one of whom God the Father spoke when he said to John the Baptist, "He on whom you see the Spirit coming down from heaven and resting, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. He is the one witnessed to by John. I saw the Spirit coming down from heaven as a dove and resting on him." Why did the Spirit come down as a dove, if not to let you see and understand that the dove sent out by holy Noah from the ark was a figure of this dove? In this way, you were to recognize a type of this sacrament. Is there any room left for doubt? The Father speaks clearly in the Gospel, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Son, too, above whom the Holy Spirit showed himself in the form of a dove, and also the Holy Spirit, who came down as a dove. David, too, speaks clearly, "The voice of the Lord is above the waters. The God of glory has thundered. The Lord is above the many waters." Again, Scripture bears witness for you that fire came down from heaven in answer to Gideon's prayers, and that when Elijah prayed, God sent fire which consumed the sacrifice. Do not consider the merits of individuals, but the office of the priests. If you do look at merits, consider the merit of Peter, and also of Paul, in the same way as you consider the merits of Elijah. They have handed on to us this sacrament which they received from the Lord Jesus. Visible fire was sent upon them to give them faith. In us who believe, an invisible fire is at work. That visible fire was a sign. Our invisible fire is for our instruction. Believe then that the Lord Jesus is present when he is invoked by the prayers of the priests. He said, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered, there I am also." How much more does he give his loving presence where the church is, where the sacraments are? You went down into the water. Remember what you said, "I believe in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Not, "I believe in a greater, a lesser, and a least." You are committed by this spoken understanding of yours to believe the same of the Son as of the Father, and the same of the Holy Spirit as of the Son, with this one exception. You proclaim that you must believe in the cross of the Lord Jesus alone.
The one who comes after me is greater than I, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Cease to do evil and learn to do good, says the Lord.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.